Chapter 54. Excellence of weeping out of fear from Allah. Allah the Exalted says, "And they fall down on their faces weeping, and it increases their humility." 17:109. Do you then wonder at this recitation, the Quran, and you laugh at it and weep not? 53:59-60. 446. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said to me, 'Recite the Quran to me.' I said, 'O Messenger of Allah, shall I recite the Quran to you when it has been revealed to you?' He, peace be upon him, replied, 'I love to hear it recited by others.' So I recited to him a portion from Surah An-Nisa. When I reached the ayah, 'How will it be then when we bring from each nation a witness, and we bring you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, as a witness against these people?'" 4:41. He, peace be upon him, said, "Enough for now." When I looked at him, I saw his eyes were shedding tears. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells us that besides the recitation of the noble Quran, a Muslim should also listen to it from others so that he can contemplate further on it. It also makes one weep when one listens to the noble Quran. 447. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, delivered a khutbah to us, the like of which I had never heard from him before. In the course of the khutbah, he said, 'If you knew what I know, you would laugh little and weep much.' Thereupon, those present covered their faces and began to sob." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith has been mentioned in this chapter for the reason that it furnishes positive proof of the fact that the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to weep out of the fear of Allah when they heard sermons and preachings. It induces us to follow them. 448. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'One who weeps out of fear of Allah will not enter the hell till milk returns back in the udder, and the dust raised on account of fighting in the path of Allah and the smoke of hell will never exist together.'" At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. 1. A person who has such a fear of Allah that he weeps on account of it cannot be disobedient to Allah. Obviously, his life will generally be spent in obedience of Allah and strict abstinence from sins. It is very true to say that it is as impossible for such a person to go to hell as the return of milk to the udders. 2. Similarly, jihad is a highly meritorious act for a Muslim. A mujahid who fights for the sake of Allah is perfectly safe from hell, because the dust that falls on this way on him cannot mix with the smoke of hell. 449. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 7 people Allah will give them His shade on the day when there would be no shade but the shade of His throne, i.e. on the day of resurrection. And they are: a just ruler, a youth who grew up with the worship of Allah, a person whose heart is attached to the mosques, 2 men who love and meet each other and depart from each other for the sake of Allah, a man whom an extremely beautiful woman seduces for illicit relation, but he rejects this offer and says, 'I fear Allah,' a man who gives in charity and conceals it to such an extent that the left hand does not know what the right hand has given, and a man who remembers Allah in solitude and his eyes become tearful." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith has been included in this chapter for the reason that it highlights the merits of weeping for fear of Allah. The fear of Allah keeps one away from disobedience of Allah, the reward of which in the hereafter is Jannah, a world which abounds in the bounties and pleasure of Allah. 450. Abdullah bin Ash-Shikhir radiallahu anhu reported, "I came to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, when he was performing prayers. He was sobbing, and his chest sounded like a boiling kettle." Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. This hadith tells us how the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to weep in prayer out of fear of Allah. To weep in the course of supplication and at the thought of one's appearance before Allah reflects piety. 451. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said to Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu, Allah has ordered me to recite to you Surah Al-Bayyinah 98, those who disbelieve. Ubay radiallahu anhu asked, did he name me? The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, replied in the affirmative, whereupon Ubay radiallahu anhu began to weep. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith highlights the following. 1. The permissibility of crying out of joy when a certain bounty has been bestowed upon one, and out of fear that one fails to show gratefulness to the bestower of the bounty, i.e., Allah. 2. The superiority of Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu and the high position he occupies with regard to his recitation and memorization of the Quran. 452. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu reported, after the death of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, Abu Bakr said to Umar radiallahu anhuma, let us visit Ummi Ayman radiallahu anha, as the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to visit her. As we came to her, she wept. They, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma, said to her, what makes you weep? Do you not know that what Allah has in store for His Messenger, peace be upon him, is better than this worldly life? She said, I weep not because I am ignorant of the fact that what is in store for the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, in the hereafter, is better than this world, but I weep because the revelation has ceased to come. This reply moved both of them to tears, and they began to weep along with her. Muslim. Commentary. Here, this hadith has been reproduced to furnish justification for weeping on the departure of virtuous people because their presence is a source of many blessings. With their departure from this world, people are deprived of many graces. Pious people are certainly very much grieved on their death. 453. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma reported, when the illness of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, became serious, he was asked about the leading of Salat, and he said, ask Abu Bakr to lead Salat. Whereupon Aisha radiallahu anha said, Abu Bakr is very tender-hearted. He is bound to be overcome by weeping when he recites the Quran. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, repeated, ask him, Abu Bakr, to lead Salat. In another narration, Aisha radiallahu anha said, when Abu Bakr stands in your place, he will not be able to recite the noble Quran to the people on account of weeping. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. 1. This hadith brings into prominence the distinction of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. It was because of this distinction that the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, selected him as Khalifa, Caliph, after the death of the Prophet, peace be upon him. On this occasion, Umar radiallahu anhu said, should we not like him for our worldly life political leadership when the Prophet, peace be upon him, had chosen him for our deen? 2. The justification for weeping at the time of the recitation of the noble Quran. This was a special virtue of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, which was a mark of his perfect faith. 454. Ibrahim bin Abdurrahman bin Auf reported, food was brought to Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu when he was observing Psalm, fast, and he said, Musa bin Umar radiallahu anhu was martyred, and he was better than me, but only one sheet was available to shroud him. It was so small that when his head was covered, his feet remained uncovered, and if his feet were covered, his head remained uncovered. Then the bounties of this world have been bestowed upon us generously. I am afraid that the reward of our good deeds have been awarded to us in this world. On this, he began to sob and left the food untouched. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. This hadith tells us about the hospitality of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the respect they had for each other. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu was one of the figures of Al-Ashratul Mubashirun Bil-Jannah, the 10 companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, who were given the glad tidings of entering Jannah during their lifetime. For this reason, he is superior to Musab bin Umar radiallahu anhu, but he acknowledged him superior on the consideration of his martyrdom and poverty through which he had passed. He holds Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu better on the grounds that he had confronted the infidels in extremely difficult circumstances and sacrificed his life for the sake of Allah. The second point which this hadith brings out is the fear which Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu felt at the abundance of wealth and property, although he used to spend his wealth and riches in the way of Allah and jihad. Today, the only purpose of our wealth is that we waste it either on foolish customs and ceremonies of marriage or construction of buildings and their decoration. It was this abundance of wealth of which the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, were afraid. The Prophet, peace be upon him, had himself expressed great anxiety over it. 455. Abu Umama Sudayb bin Ajlan al-Bahili, radiallahu anhu, reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, nothing is dearer to Allah than two drops and two marks, a drop of tears shed out of fear of Allah and a drop of blood shed in Allah's way. Regarding the two marks, they are marks left in the cause of Allah and a mark left in observing one of the obligatory act of worship of Allah, the Exalted. At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. This hadith mentions the merits of the following. 1. Weeping out of the fear of Allah. 2. The blood which flows in the way of Allah. 3. The marks of injuries which are left on the bodies of those who take part in jihad. 4. The marks of wounds received in the performance of obligations. The ahadith on the subject are many. 456. Al-Irbad bin Saria, radiallahu anhu, reported, one day the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, delivered us a very eloquent khutbah, on account of which eyes shed tears and hearts became softened. Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. Even in the relevant chapter, the author has only given a reference of this hadith and not its full text. This has, however, been stated in chapter 16, bearing the title, Observing the Sunnah and the Manners of Its Obedience.